I spoke with Richard LaFortune in 2008, director of the Two-Spirit Press Room here in Minnesota, about the upcoming Two-Spirit International Gathering.
We're going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary international gathering of GLBT Two-Spirit people, and that will be here in Minnesota. And we were selected by the international community partly because we originated those gatherings here in Minnesota. 1988. What we did in 1988, there weren't a lot of places for GLBT Native people to get together outside of the bar scene. That was not a really healthy place for us to get together if we were focused on healing, which is what we were heading toward. And it was also coinciding with the emerging HIV pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we really wanted to do was focus on cultural revitalization. This was because we had really been talking during that whole previous decade about the fact that our memories were coming back, and we realized that in our ancient cultures, the people who would be called GLBT today, we had always been respected members of the communities. Instead of accepting an identity where our identities could be used as a weapon against us by the larger society, of course, a lot of racism against Native people, and then compounding that homophobia. And so we saw our job as really bringing a positive message to Native communities that were now, for the first time over the previous 20 years, really reclaiming our languages, our cultures, our spiritual traditions, a lot of things that had been squelched over the previous century. Mm-hmm. Part of it was established through residual funds from the 1987 March on Washington. It was apparently so fabulously successful that there were actually a few dollars left over, and the march organizers assembled community leaders and said, look, we can't keep this money. This belongs to the communities. How shall we, you know, make use of this in mm-hmm. the most strategically wise and fair way? So the Minneapolis community proposed that we have a gathering of Native GLBT people. We've had people from every corner of the Turtle Island over the last 20 years. What we've done is kind of alternate over the border so that everybody gets a chance to participate, because sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard for people to cross the border, either logistically or financially.
Right.
And so we try to make this as accessible as possible. And it's a time and a place for us to share our cultures with each other. Mm-hmm. It's by, for, and about Native people, our partners and families. We have a lot of people who are really interested in what we stand for and what our history means. We have a lot of ceremonies. We have a powwow. We have giveaways, redistributing of wealth and symbols of honor and respect and affection. This is what we do, and it's how we reconstitute and remember our heritages.
This is Dixie Trichel for KFAI.